You may know him for the Red Badge of Courage, but Stephen Crane was a poet, too. And for those who try their trade at the short form, he's a hero. Yesterday at the Bowery Poetry Club in New York, short poem aficionados gathered to celebrate creative minimalism at the Stephen Crane Festival of the Short Poem. Emily Botine met up with one of the organizers of the event.
By day a metals dealer selling stainless, nickel, aluminum, and titanium, Jim Pignetti is the ringleader for Brevitas, an online poetry group that's been meeting, sort of, since June. Here's how it works. Twice a month, on the 1st and the 15th, give or take a day or two, each member of the group emails the rest a short poem, which, by the group's rules, must be longer than a haiku, but shorter than a sonnet.
So in the middle of your day, whatever you're doing, you're, you know, negotiating a sale, you're buying material somewhere, a poem appears.
And the words on the screen are often all you get. Many of the group have never met in person.
Though we all have existed for the last 5 or 6 months in this odd online poetry netherworld where we recognize each other from, you know, poetic devices, you know, metaphor and meter and line length and subject matter. Oh, well, that's Mike Top. I mean, who else could it be?
So the big day had arrived, and it was hard not to wonder, what would their fellow poets look like?
I would imagine Mike is tightly packed, compact, and perhaps bald.
Sora.
After matching faces to words, they settled down to read their work.
This is called More Ways to Cook and Eat, Celine Dion. Medallions de Dion, Celine Kebabs, Tandoori Dion, Celine Pot Pie.
She was afraid sex would replace kissing. I saw it as giving us more places to kiss.
Wedgies. I spent my whole young life fighting underwear and wedgies, and now I am tormented by thongs.
I wanted my 83-year-old mother to be here tonight, but she's in the hospital. I'm calling her. She has no idea about this. Just hold on. Hello, Mom? You there? Okay, everybody's going to say hello now, okay? You got that? Okay, I can't take up a lot of time, Mom, so just listen. This is called Uncle John's Dogs. Duchess. Queenie. Princess. Sandy. Duke. Sandy the Second. Jack. Lucky. Lucky the Second.
And after a little over 2 hours, the Stephen Crane Festival of the Short Poem was over. Everyone went home to wait for the next poems online. But nothing would quite be the same.
I was wrong about Mike. He was tightly packed, but he was not bald. He was far from bald.
For NPR News, I'm Emily Botine.